The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. How is it going, guys? My name is DJ Fig, and welcome to episode 9 of the Triple P Podcast. For this episode, I have been blessed once again by interviewing a friend of mine who is very informative on this movie genre. I have discussed this movie genre in the past, and that is superhero films. And not just superheroes as a whole, but this specific superhero, and that is Spider-Man. The person I'm interviewing is named Ethan, and I know that he has a lot to say regarding about Spider-Man. I've known this guy for around 2 years, and he would always talk about anything regarding Spider-Man, so here he is. Ethan, I'll give you the red carpet right now, and just tell me, what made you like Spider-Man, or how do I say it? What brought to your joy in loving Spider-Man? Maybe there's some stories that got you introduced to the friendly neighborhood hero.
Oh yeah, of course. But before I get started, I would like to say a huge thank you to DJ Fig for letting me come on to his podcast. I love Spider-Man, especially as a kid growing up. When Spider-Man 2, I think, came out in 2004, I was about 2 years old, and with my dad and I think we watched in the Blu-ray set at home, and I just fell in love with Spider-Man. I didn't fall in love with Spider-Man with like comics like you see like with younger kids these days. I fell in love with the movie. I fell in love with Peter Parker as a person. So that's where my love of Spider-Man came from. So yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I like how you mentioned the Spider-Man is what introduced you, as it's one of the past films we'll be talking about. And moving on, so you know that there's three different actors played by Spider-Man. Can you tell me the difference between the three as Spider-Man? Before you answer, I'll give you guys a quick summary of the three. So there have been three Spider-Man in the past 20 years. The first played by Tobey Maguire, and then Andrew Garfield, and then Tom Holland, who is now the current one. So Ethan, tell me, what's the difference between the three?
I do want to ask you first, do you want me to compare the Spider-Man or the Peter Parker? So what do you think is better to compare?
I think you should tell me both. Let's start off with Peter Parker.
Okay, with Peter Parker. Who is Peter Parker? From the comics, he is the everyday guy. He's not rich. He's not great looking. He's not tall. He's not handsome. He's like us, the everyday, your average Joe. And with Peter Parker, he's always going to lose. He doesn't get girlfriends. He's always late on paying rent. So I'm going to start off with three. Tobey Maguire, Peter Parker. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Sam Raimi, who's the director. I would say that he did a wonderful job depicting the difficulties with the balance between Spider-Man and Peter Parker. When Spider-Man wins, Peter Parker loses. And when Spider-Man loses, Peter Parker wins. You can see this in Spider-Man 2, where Tobey Maguire decides to abandon the suit, and as a result of that, Peter Parker wins in life. His grades are great, he's able to attend Mary Jane's theater performance, and life is good for him. As a result of that, Spider-Man loses. Dr. Octopus is ravaging the city, but I'm rambling at this point, but with Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, he's more of like the flashy type. He's like the good-looking guy. He skateboards, he does photography, but what he does is that responsibility. And with Tom Holland, I'll keep it short too. Tom Holland was that snappy, youthful charm. Of course, you have Tony Stark, who is that father figure to him. But Tom Holland does a great job throughout his three movies, displaying what an origin story is all about. There wasn't an Uncle Ben in his story. You could say that Tony Stark was his Uncle Ben. So all three did an amazing job playing their Spider-Man. They brought something unique to the table, and that's what we love to see.
Well said, Ethan. It seemed like you loved talking about Tobey Maguire. So, that being said, my next question is, which one of the actors is your favorite and why?
Okay, so, I can talk about story, I can talk about Spider-Man, but who is the best actor in my opinion? I would say Tobey Maguire based on the content that he was given. In Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, Sam Raimi, who is the director, as I mentioned earlier, he gave a compelling storyline. In Spider-Man 1, it was about taking responsibility. Spider-Man 2 is accepting that responsibility. And Spider-Man 3 was about forgiveness and hope. I feel like that story arc and the way Tobey Maguire was able to play it was amazing in my opinion. I know Andrew Garfield got a lot of heat in Amazing Spider-Man 2 because of how meshed up that movie was. If you guys did not know or have not watched the movie, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the lowest rated amongst the Spider-Man films if you disregard Venom. The reason why is because of how many villains were packed into that movie. You had four villains, I think it was Electro, Green Goblin, and Rhino. There was no need to have three villains in that movie. I respect what Andrew Garfield did, and the chemistry between him and Gwen was amazing, and you can't write that any better. I think Andrew Garfield brought that swag to Spider-Man. That's why I think he's the second favorite for me. But for Tom Holland, he did an amazing job, especially in No Way Home. But to me, I think Toby and Andrew is the one that takes the cake for me.
So that takes the cake for you. How would you feel about the audience as a whole who loves Spider-Man just like you? What would they say? Like, what's the most common response to that question I asked you before?
Okay, so before No Way Home, I think the consensus was No Way Home. Okay, so No Way Home is the movie that just released, the latest Spider-Man movie that came out, I think, in December 2021. No spoilers, but you should go watch it. But it is a great movie. For Tom Holland's, I would say, origin story. People say it's not an origin story because it's the third movie, but you could say that this whole three-movie arc is an origin story. I would say among the audience, before No Way Home, people would say Tobey Maguire. But since with No Way Home coming out, people have been kind of torn either between Tobey, Andrew, and Tom. Andrew has gotten a lot more praise due to his acting in No Way Home, especially with how he got blackballed by Sony. If you want to ask me that question later on with Sony, I can definitely get into that later on. But with Tom, people criticize him in the first two movies because of how, you know, the Iron Boy Jr. or something like that, or he needed Stark technology to carry him, or the lack of an Uncle Ben. If you did not know, in the comics, Uncle Ben is basically the father figure to Peter Parker when his parents disappeared. You can compare that to Batman when Martha and Thomas Wayne were killed. You can compare those two. I think the lack of an Uncle Ben is the reason why people disregarded Tom Holland as like a second or third tier Spider-Man. That is why amongst the audience, there's more consensus as love for all three Spider-Men, but beforehand there were so many stans that it was kind of toxic at some points.
Yeah, I could totally agree with you, Ethan, with that statement. But earlier you mentioned something about Sony, and yes, I was going to ask you a question, but I do remember something about Sony interfering with the films. Can you talk to me about that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Sony has a track record of not doing so well with Spider-Man. We can have Into the Spider-Verse, which is the animated movie that came out in 2018. It was such a great movie. Go check it out if you haven't. But that was Sony's best Spider-Man project that they were involved in. And with the low points of Sony, I can start with Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire. In the original script, it was only going to be Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and Sandman, and the new Green Goblin with Harry Osborn. If you don't know who Harry Osborn is, it's Peter Parker's best friend. He's like his ride or die. The reason why everyone was so upset at that film was the shoehorn of Venom by and the creative, I think the executive director, creative director, Avi Arad. The need for Venom that was shoehorned into that movie was unnecessary because it crowded too much of that movie. It created new plot points that weren't solved as much, and it was just a mess. Addition to that Sony interference, we have The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And if Mark Webb, who is the director of the Amazing Spider-Man movies, have that creative freedom, I think he would have done a great job. But the problem with it was the Sony interference. As I mentioned earlier with the whole villains, having too many villains and just too many muddled plot points. That's the reason why people have beef with Sony.
Interesting. I'm pretty sure you know this, but in February 2015, Disney and Sony made a deal to share the Spider-Man film rights. So can you talk to me, what is different about Disney and Sony with their idea of portraying Spider-Man?
Yeah, so when Tom Holland was with Disney and you have Andrew Garfield with Sony at the time, you can see the whole creative differences. You can look at Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home. You can see how the stories were told in a way. For Disney, yes, people have their opinions. I'm not personally a big fan of Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home, but they did a great job portraying a story. They had a great villain. They only had one villain in each film. For Spider-Man Homecoming, he had Vulture. Spider-Man Far From Home, he had Mysterio. Disney did a great job condensing everything, made a coherent plot, made sure it was linear and got from point A to B. Whereas in Sony, in the Amazing Spider-Man franchises, to exclude Amazing Spider-Man 1, just whole Amazing Spider-Man 2 was really where the demise of Sony and the trust of Sony just started to deteriorate.
That's great. Interesting. I didn't know that. My next question will be, in this podcast, we usually compare and contrast the past and present films. And I was wondering if you could tell me, without bias, of course, knowing that you like Tobey Maguire, can you compare and contrast the Spider-Man films portrayed by Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and Tom Holland?
Okay, for sure. I do want to start off with Andrew Garfield first because the whole Andrew Garfield series was trying to copy the Dark Knight series. The Dark Knight series, if you guys don't know, it's the Batman series directed by Christopher Nolan. Such a great series, by the way. But the Amazing Spider-Man franchise tried to make it dark and gritty, which was an interesting take on the webhead. You would see how he's like funny, he does quips and all that. That's what the Amazing Spider-Man franchise tried to do. Dark colors, no vibrancy amongst the films. You could talk about Tom Holland's films. It was more youthful in a sense. Of course, the high school Spider-Man, the typical Spider-Man finding his powers again. And then you have that in Homecoming, and with No Way Home, the combining of two multiverses with Toby and Andrew. Sorry for the spoiler, but if you haven't seen it at this point, I'm sorry. But with Tom Holland's films, it was more of a youthful charm in that whole series. It was about a young boy trying to follow Tony Stark, trying to follow Iron Man, ends up at No Way Home, where he is Spider-Man. He is the web-headed, willing to take that responsibility. And you can see in the end credits scene of No Way Home where he was willing to give up his own happiness to make sure that his best friends are safe. But it's just talk about compare and contrast films. That's what the Tom Holland trilogy was all about. It was an origin story. When you look at Tobey Maguire's trilogy, it was more of an intimate storyline. There was no outside factors. It was more Peter Parker, his story, Aunt May, Uncle Ben. The point I'm trying to make is that every single character, every single actor brought something new to the table. It wasn't a rehash of what you see in the comics, and that's what everyone loves, a new story about the web-headed character.
Wow, that was very well said. Once again, thank you, Ethan, for letting me interview you on the Triple P podcast, and I'll see you guys next week with another episode.